The other thing that kind of ties into this is that we asked these patients to grade using an A through F system the care that they receive from their medical oncologist. And of course, again, you know, maybe the types of people who participate in the survey are or are not representative of people in practice. But we did see an interesting trend, which is when we asked them to provide grades about sort of the overall care, did the oncologist care about you as a person? Did they spend time with you? Did they allow questions? 90% or more of the oncologists were given A's or B's. But when we asked specifically about providing information, we saw a subset, maybe of about a quarter of these patients, who really weren't too happy with the information they were getting. They gave the docs a C or worse. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the fact that the vast majority gave them high marks overall, I think, is very important. So the next issue becomes a matter of how do we fine-tune this so that we can really get, you know, the additional information to them in a meaningful manner. I think the fact that, by and large, patients were happy and gave high marks to the medical oncologist is very gratifying. You know, it's not surprising, but when we hear some of the reports as to how well we're doing, particularly from entities outside the medical profession, this is very reassuring to have objective information. Now it's a matter of how can we make the information more meaningful, knowing that it's coming from individuals who are respected, who are considered to be effective individuals and good doctors.
But I wonder whether or not, and again, we want to sort of look into this, whether oncologists and physicians in general dealing with cancer patients maybe underestimate how much competing information is coming into that patient, particularly through the internet, through talking to people, through talking to other patients, and that maybe, you know, there are this subset of people, maybe it's these people who are getting huge volumes of information who want more out of their oncologists.
Perhaps it's not a matter of more out of their oncologists, but more accurate information or information that can be more applicable to their individual situation. I think it's that nuance that we're talking about here, because I think it indicates that they respect their physicians as capable individuals. And I think that we all want that. I think the medical oncologists want this just as much as the patients. Medical oncologists want their patients to be informed. And I think this discloses areas where we can both do better.
Patients obviously are tremendously interested in, you know, what kinds of side effects they might be experiencing with therapy. And one of the things that an oncologist can't tell them is what it's really like to go through
right,
this.
Right, precisely.
But we were wondering, and we've actually gotten a good response to oncologists about the idea of the oncologist saying, you know, here's an audio CD or here's a website that you can go to and you can listen to a bunch of people tell their stories about what happened in
right.
terms of that and maybe give another source of information.
Or even these kinds of graphs. I mean, just looking at them to say that the patients thought that the information they heard overestimated how they actually felt
right.
relative to nausea and vomiting. And the reverse was true relative to neurotoxicity.
Right.
Very useful.